And our next one is Roundup glyphosate. So glyphosate being an example of a phosphonate. So the phosphonate coming from that phosphate core in the molecule. Now in this case, that core is then bound to our amino acid, which is glycine. So you remember from our first year, we have got an alpha carbon there. On this side is the N-terminal, NH2. On that side is the C-terminal, COO-. And on the alpha carbon is an alpha hydrogen and a substituent. And for glycine, the substituent was a H. So we've bound glycine to that phosphate core. We've made ourselves then a non-selective herbicide, very nice for taking out all sorts of plants that are squirted with the stuff. It's typically used as a post-emergent plant growth regulator for controlling any grasses and weeds that come up. Highly water soluble due to the fact that we carry a charge down this end. We're able to hydrogen bond at that point, so we can get up to 12 grams per litre into water. The LD50 value now is very large, so it's really quite a low toxicity compound. And this molecule then, because of its ability to carry charge, will bind to clay. Within soils, the half-life is decent, so it's a couple of months and it's starting to vanish from the soil profile and it does not bioaccumulate. So glyphosate then has got all of the right characteristics for a herbicide that is able to be used in the environment without creating many problems. So Monsanto then went, well, why don't we just engineer a few plants that can handle glyphosate, break it down. And if we do that, then we can spray them at will, any time of the year, whatever state they're in. Takes out the weeds and the plants are happy. So that's the basis of Roundup Ready crops, is that they have been genetically modified. So Roundup Ready cotton is the example then that's in widespread use down south. There's a picture of glyphosate Roundup Ready cotton, and I'll